And when one speaks of the wilderness, one speaks of the of our position as in this world where Christ is not, and the ordinary circumstances of responsible life in which we have to move. We are here, I need not say, dear brethren, for the will of God. That's the only reason why we are here. We've been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, and God has in that way established incontestable right to every one of us, in a most absolute way. He has in mind that we should be with Christ eternally, but for the moment, as regards most of us, he is pleased to leave us here. That is in his will, and it is well for us to understand that we are here for the will of God. We've no right to have any other object before us than that our position here in the world, as redeemed, is to be here for the will of God. And so Romans speaks, the 12th of Romans speaks, of our presenting our bodies, a living sacrifice unto God, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, and our not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind, in order that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.